Support for KNKX comes from Central Co-op, celebrating their new Tacoma location opening in early 2018 on North Pearl Street. Merged with the Tacoma Food Co-op in 2015, Central Co-op is a community-owned grocery store open to everyone. More at centralcoop.coop.
There is a big food debate. It's going to be settled right here and now on KNKX. 3 years ago, our food commentator Nancy Leeson claimed she could make bagels from scratch in 1 hour, start to finish. Now, 88.5's Dick Stein, his method takes 3 days, so he was dubious about that claim. Over the weekend, the pair finally put their recipes to the test, and now the results of the Great Bagel Bake-Off on Food for Thought.
Okay, Nancy, we finally had our big bagel bake-off. I made a 3-day bagel, a batch of 1-day bagels, and you brought your 1-hour bagels. And the consensus was that my 3-day bagels crushed your 1-hour bagel.
Stein, you are so full of it because they did not crush them. I thought my 1-hour bagel was better than your 1-day bagel. And I brought some home, and my husband, who really is an impartial observer, impartial taster, no, really he is, suggested that as much as he liked your bagel, he thought mine had better flavor.
It had more of a yeasty flavor because of that short rise. But that's fine, Nancy. I happen to have Robin Lloyd right here. She was there this weekend and sampled all the bagels. Robin, what's your take on them?
I don't know. They're all about the same.
Thanks a million for the support, Robin.
Anytime, dude.
Here's what we're talking about. We had a bagel party Saturday, so we needed a lot of bagels. And the week prior to the party, I made 2 batches of bagels, each in a single day. I mixed the dough, raised it, shaped it, boiled it, and baked it all in the same day. As soon as they were cool, I wrapped them up tight individually in plastic wrap, put them in the freezer. Then on Wednesday, I started 1 batch of my 3-day bagel mixture. Wednesday night, I mixed up a sponge with like thick batter, let that ferment overnight 24 hours in the refrigerator. The next day, I added more flour, mixed it up into a kneaded dough, let that ferment overnight in the refrigerator. And then Friday night, shaped the bagels, laid them out on parchment paper, and those fermented overnight in the refrigerator. Saturday morning, bright and early, I boiled them in some water with some food-grade lye and a little bit of molasses for shine, baked them off so they'd be cooled by the time the party started about 11 that morning.
And I, on that very Saturday, woke up, had a cup of coffee, mixed a batch of bagel dough, let it sit for 15 minutes while the water was boiling and the oven was preheating, and then I rolled them out, punched a hole in the middle, boiled them, baked them, and then I jumped in the car and drove from Edmonds to Tacoma, where an hour later, we were eating my 1-hour bagel. Tell them the truth about those bagels, Stein.
I really think my 3-day bagels were better than your 1-hour bagels, but I don't think they were that much better. The difference between the 3-day, the 1-day, and your 1-hour is really pretty negligible, and I think that was pretty much the consensus.
Yeah, and after you put a big schmear on it and some
right.
and some locks, who can even really tell the difference?
Yeah.
Everybody was not carrying on about the bagels. What they were carrying on about was those wonderful pickled cucumbers I made. 201 people were saying, whoa, these are great.
Who would have thought that Thai pickled cucumbers would be so good on lox and bagels? Let's get back to the lox, because in the run-up to this bagel brunch, you came across, what kind of a gizmo did you find at some thrift store?
I was at my favorite store, Goodwill, and I found something called the Lox Box, the home lox maker, a restaurant-grade plastic container. It has a piece of granite with it, and a recipe book, as well as some perfect cure pouch, the heart of the lox box. So I bought a piece of fresh king salmon, cured it over a couple of days with dill and salt and sugar and black pepper. It was delicious.
Yeah, it tastes a little bit raw to me, but...
Stein, all lox tastes a little bit raw.
Well, nobody's croaked behind the stuff so far, so I guess we're getting away with it. With KNKX food talker, Nancy...
Lox, Stocks, and Mini Bagels...
Leeson...
He's Dick.
The vaguely familiar.
Stein.